Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars. Thank you, British Lady, for the salty introduction. We appreciate it. Hope everybody out there is doing fantastic this evening, despite the fact that everybody's probably sweating their ass off across the nation tonight. If you're listening to us in Greenland, which I noticed we did have a listener in Greenland last week, I'm sure you're enjoying the cooler temperatures. But here in the United States, it is the devil's underpants. It is hotter than hell. So all that being said, we're going to pass it around to our esteemed panel. And that's esteemed with two E's, not an E-A, of course, because that would make us all seafood. So starting off, we're going to go way out there in the heated middle of nowhere, as I always tease her, in Arkansas. Granny Hulkster, how are you doing this evening, ma'am?
Yeah, a twister.
I'm very well, thank you. Like I said, it's very hot here in Springdale, Arkansas. UD indexes have been like in the hundreds the last couple of days, and they say it's supposed to start cooling down. I will be very glad when that happens. I do not like this heat. I do not do good in this heat, so. But I'm good.
So. Well, you know, the hydrate, just saying.
I'm just ready for cooler temperatures.
Oh, it's going to be easy peasy on that. See, I almost missed my cue. See, I was not tracking there the running along with things. Well, that's awesome, Granny. So let's go ahead and continue running on around the room. And we'll go all the way down to the south central United States there along the Great Coast. Velvet, what you got going on, man?
Well, let's see. Trying to get rid of the crud. You talk about heat index, Granny, you ain't got nothing on South Carolina, girl. Ours was 115 to 120.
Yep, you're rocking it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were killing it. It was, when I left, I had to go somewhere Tuesday evening. I left the house about 5:30. It was still 97 degrees at the heat index at 116.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
so,
I can find out.
We don't play here. What you I know what you did. You spilled your PBR and you lost everything.
No,
I hear you.
To prove how tired and busted I'm feeling right now, I mashed the speaker button instead of the mute button. So I'm talking and I'm hearing voices, but I can't figure out why nobody's hearing me. And then I look down and I go, yeah, dumbass, you got one. The one that's supposed to be green is white.
I'm just going to say, Diamond Dave, we're well aware that you've been hearing voices for many a year.
Yeah, Randy Orton. You got them voices in his head like Randy.
And usually the voices are making better sense than I am. So maybe perhaps.
Yeah,
I
right.
Need to start,
you get that right.
Yeah.
Listen.
Start following up what you're saying. So I don't know where in the hell we are with the introductions. Nevertheless, it is the same.
Holy crap.
We got to Velvet. We finished Granny.
Yeah,
after
I'm
Velvet.
Here.
Very
yes,
good.
I'm
right.
Here.
We got Amazing Velvet. It's wonderful having you on this evening, brother. I appreciate you keeping the motion going while I'm trying to figure out how to operate a smartphone.
Yeah.
Or a relatively smartphone. So,
I have a dumb phone, but it's all good.
I tell you,
yeah,
what,
where's my guy at?
I'm getting a damn rotary for all I'm able to operate these days.
Get that Paulie Dangerously big phone.
Well, I've got to call the operator first, you know.
Maybell. So. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Where's my guy at? You haven't introduced him. Let's go. Come on.
Dale, where are you at in Indianapolis? How you doing tonight?
Doing wonderful. I'm not going to complain about the heat index or anything. Probably sitting right there with Greeny, but I want Velvet to shove it down my throat, so I won't go there.
That's right.
I will say the pool, I'll put a positive spin on it. It was overcast today, and it was windy as hell, but it was still relaxed when you get in the pool. That's how hot it is. It didn't matter. Even getting out, usually you're freezing your butt off, didn't matter one bit. So there's a good thing. Other than that, we're doing wonderful here. Looking forward for a good show.
Yeah. Where you can sit on a block of ice and not feel it. It was that kind of hot here today. So good to have you aboard. I hope you enjoyed your pool time. And now, not too far from you, we're going to hit up your neighbor and my anchor man and good brother in arms, Todd. What's going on, big guy?
All I can say is I'm doing outstanding. It's supernatural. I am ecstatic to be here. And let me tell you, bottom line is anytime you get over 100, as old Judge Smells would say in Caddyshack, sucks. It's just too bloody hot. It's brutal. I think it's funny. We actually, Velvet, the humidity yesterday was actually to there, like there on the coast. So it was actually up here. It felt like home. It had that humidity level, although there was a decent darn breeze. And that's a game changer.
What's bad is being on the coast. Being on the coast is the worst thing in the world. You think you have the best of both worlds, but you really don't. So, I love being on the coast. Why is the heat index? Why is the humidity at 100-something%? Because you live on the coast.
Everybody always tells me, "Oh, it must be nice living near the beach." I said, "No, it ain't." I said, "I'm never going to the goddamn thing." Every time you go, you get covered in sand. You got to worry about this. You got to worry about that. And it's hotter than 55 hills. So, I mean, if you go to the mountains, it could be 95 degrees and you got to wear a sweatshirt. It's a totally different air they have up there. And, so everybody goes, it must be nice. You over there, right there on the ocean. That's nice, all right. It's nice if you're Satan,
Wait, it's nice. It's nice for about 5 minutes, and then you're like, "I'm over it."
Yeah, get me the hell out of here. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why we didn't even get to see when we were in Florida, because the red tide was too high, that red algae and stuff. And if you have allergy problems, which my one sister-in-law does, and of course it rained every day we were there except the last day when we came home, so we really didn't get to see. The only water we really got to see was on our going to our sister-in-law's house from the airport and going back to the airport, but we didn't even get to go to the beach. So, I've never even seen the ocean except pictures.
Wouldn't have seen the ocean there either. You would have seen the Gulf of Mexico, just for the record.
Yeah. I know. But, we didn't even get to see any beaches or anything like that, so...
We'll have a geography quiz later.
You can get yourself a lamp like Joe's versus the volcano and look at the ocean.
Yeah.
It would be much safer.
Todd,
all right,
Diamond
Dave, let's fix these intros.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tim.
Sir.
Todd had to do what I did and one-up me and throw it down everybody's throat. That was a Gulf of Mexico. Thanks, Todd.
That's what I'm here for.
Back to our regularly scheduled program. Go.
I heard an extra voice too.
Voice. It sounded like Papa Stroh.
They damn sure enough did. How are you doing, Steve?
Who's that guy?
How's it going? You doing
good? I've heard he was a troublemaker.
Love it. Welcome aboard, brother.
Al, Sam, it's good to have you aboard this evening. Appreciate you calling in. So,
Sam here. I'm just out in the Gulf of Mexico saying hello. Everybody. No signals.
Yeah, out there with old Tropical Storm Fred.
Got some Dawn dishwashing liquid just in case I get.
Yeah,
got a whole new meaning to that red tide.
Flattening out my plants.
You're throwing my bacon and eggs on the beach. See which how hot do I want it? You know what I mean?
Oh man, how hot do you want it, Stro?
Yeah.
Shit, that's hilarious.
I don't think I have a choice in the matter these days. It's pretty sizzling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So we're going to switch the plan up a little bit this evening. Like I was explaining in the green room with me
we
being self-employed now,
the boss is a
real pain in the ass. So I've got to be up and about, and I don't know if y'all can tell by the tone of my voice, I am not feeling 100% right now. That it got so darn hot out there working today that I stopped sweating. That's how darn hot it got to the point where I just it's all the moisture out of me. Yeah, so the plan is to duck out this evening, though I will still be around checking boards and that kind of nifty stuff, and I am going to leave everyone in the more than capable hands of Todd this evening, and he will carry the show.
Oh, God.
The hosting
duties. What we're doing now, y'all.
Well,
hey, if I can make a public, if I can make a public service announcement as a former state certified emergency medical technician, let me tell you right now, for any of our listeners out there, if you are outside and you literally stop sweating, that's a bad sign. You need to get your ass hydrated or go to a hospital.
I'm drinking water like you wouldn't imagine. I mean, it's one of those things where I'm just pouring the water down, and it's like I could probably just drink a damn pond somewhere, and it wouldn't bother me at all. But it's, it's a different kind of hot. So the plan for tomorrow is we do have part of the concrete job that is in the shade in a breezeway, and it's canopied in the whole nine yards. So pull our punk card tomorrow do that session to give us a break from being right out there in the sunlight, because being hot's one thing, but being right there in that direct sunlight, it can be hot and you have cloud cover and you're okay because you have that that water that's misting on you and everything when you're spraying. But when you're out there in the flat and you're out there in that direct sunlight, you can get hit by a tidal wave and it still ain't enough to cool you off. So we've been like that for the last 3 days, and my partner and I are both old men. So we're probably going to go ahead and pull our punk card tomorrow and work in the shade and then save that last little bit for Friday. So nevertheless, what I'm going to do is excuse myself and get everything prepped so I can hit the rack early and get a little refreshing rest, hopefully. And I will be checking back in a little bit before quitting time to cue in that obnoxious British lady. But, Todd, I am now pulling the car over, putting it parked, getting out, and asking you to drive and wake me up when we get to the border. All right?
Yep. Hey, Anthony Mike Hall said in Weird Science, give me the keys. I'll drive.
Give me the keys. Oh, no. He's in the Malaccas, Dino. All right. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, we got it. All right. Happy hump day, people. I think maybe it's ironic that what I had thought of for last week, the weather is much more fitting with the dog days of summer coming in here. That we talk about, and this was just what was bouncing through my head. And you guys know the thought crosses my mind. It's pretty darn lonely. The was thinking, hey, we're here coming up the end of summer. We got the dog days of summer going on. Let's think about some of our favorite summer memories and kind of what do we want to wedge in here at the tail end of summer. I know folks that with kids already have kids starting school and all that shenanigans is going on. So what do you, you know, what do you all think about that? It sounds, you know, that's, I feel like that should be one of those more upbeat, happy shows. What say you?
Yay. Happy.
I like it. And we'll, don't worry, we'll probably get to the geography quiz before it's all over.
Oh, God, here we go. We're going with Jeopardy. Thanks, Todd.
that's all right. The it's good to go. I know, I tell you what, start with, but it's the king of activities, Papa Stroh. He's always got about 3 million things going on. So when it, Papa Stroh, I'll ask you to finish with that favorite summertime memory, but I know you've got like a million things going on. What do you want to do before the summer's over for you?
Oh, cool off. God knows. It's so hot. Dude.
Good luck
I'm
with
so
that.
Ready for the fall. I'm so ready for the fall. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. So ready for the fall. Yeah. Well, I just completed a movie that will be out October called The Devil's Daughter. The Harlequin origin story stars Dr. Arkham in the film. It's going to be really cool, guys. It's a darker, like a more of a borderline horror take to the Harlequin story. So it should be really, really cool. A lot of Batman Easter eggs in there as well.
You were just working with, that was Ron Rossman's production, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to be in, on set pretty soon for a Twilight Zone-ish like short coming up as well as the fourth season of the Dust series later on this year. And there's talks of a mini series and a pilot. So, but I'll keep everybody informed on that. But just lining things up. I got a couple Comic Cons coming up, and in talks with some possible conventions and a some possible wrestling gigs coming up as well. So things are just rolling. Of course, weekly podcast and everything. So yeah, so far so good. Just blessed to be doing all I can in the world. And
I know you do.
The cooler weather. Whew, can't wait. Because I was about like Dave earlier, man. I was like to burn up today, man. Oh, my goodness. Oof.
Yeah. Gad suits. Yeah, that's up, man. So you can tell us what you got coming up. All right, how about you got like a favorite summertime memory or a memory of summertime that makes you smile,
oh,
laugh,
memory.
Happy.
Oh, memory. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This was when I was back when I was lifeguarding, right? And this was like my one and only shot of tequila. We had a tequila party. Well, lifeguards, right? And, oh, my gosh.
One and done.
And the tequila was like, you can't acquire a taste to it, really. It just has its own unique flavor. So we had a tequila party that night, and the next day we're near the beach, all in the street, all of us scattered all about. I don't know how the heck we – anyway, I was near, next to this trash can. I don't know how in the heck I ended up there, but it was just like, we're so wiped out. I swore to myself from then on out I'll never drink a drop of tequila ever again. And I haven't said so. Yeah, that was one of my unique lifeguard experiences.
Yeah,
it was
man,
awful.
I thought you
afterwards, you know what I mean? So
we're tracking. We believe you. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's the kind of thing you remember. Great, one of those. How did I wake up here? Experiences. Well played.
Oh, God. You wiped me out, man. I remember, like, never again.
Yeah, it'll, that kind of stuff will do it. The, that kind of stuff will do it. Awesome. Thank you, Papa
Stroh. I swore I saw a talking shark, kind of like Stallone did in the new Suicide Squad movie, come up. I mean, we were, oh, it was just like, it was nuts. That stuff messed me all up.
That's funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, we've been like Jimmy Stewart, saw the giant rabbit, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt like the sharks were like hanging out with us, drinking with us, too. It was just kind of crazy. And just like in the Suicide Squad movie where Stallone kept going num-num as the voice of the shark creature.
Oh, my God. That's freaking great. That's great. Good story, brother. The glorious misspent youth, right? We may have to go weird. Granny, I mean, she's had quite the summer already. Granny Hollister, she's had the alien landing pad, and she was mooning people from the indoor pool and stuff like that.
I was not mooning people, Todd Saxon. Stop that.
Wow.
I was not mooning anybody. I was not
Granny
mooning anybody.
Granny was gonna heal. All right.
No, I'm not turning heel and never will turn heel.
Granny
turned
heel. Granny turned heel.
No. So what did you guys think of the one picture that I posted last week of Bullet sitting there in the recliner chair with my son?
Loved it.
That's cool.
That dog, I tell
Loved
you,
it.
he got so upset because he could not find Anthony last Friday morning when we left to come home. I mean, he searched all over the house. He cried. He whined. He whimpered. Mm. My sister-in-law finally had to give him a Benadryl, and she posted a picture, sent me a picture of him laying down on the floor. He was pouting because he couldn't find Anthony.
Wow.
The dog made a bond. That's nice. That's cool that the dog made a bond that quick. Anthony had a buddy out of it. Good gig.
We love dogs and cats anyways. I mean, all three of us are animal lovers anyways. So we were like, and my one sister-in-law, Sean, she says, well, thanks for like ruining all my animals because they were already spoiled. We just kind of like helped it along,
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That explains why Granny likes calling into this show. She loves animals.
Yeah, sometimes y'all can be a bunch of filthy ones too, but that's okay.
Well, I guess what you alluded to earlier, Todd, with the mooning thing, she says when you're NWO, full moon, right?
Oh, Stro, you're a mess.
Ooh.
You're a mess.
That,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing
great.
I consider you guys my friends, you know, so.
Next week for
Little Rock for my state convention, so I'm going to be busy all next weekend too. So this whole month has really a busy
time.
You've
had a good summer. I'm curious, Granny, while you were down there in that indoor, that screened-in pool, was the dog Bullet doing his Aussie imitation, Bark at the Moon?
Yeah. Well, the house where the pool is, none of the dogs were there. That was my sister-in-law's other house that they used to live in, and they moved to a different one, and they're going to eventually be selling that house, eventually, or renting it out. I don't know which, but all the dogs and everything were over at Sean and Ted's other house, so we were just staying there at night because Sean didn't have room at the house she currently lives in now. So they would take us over there after we had supper and everything. We would stay there at night, and then they would come get us in the morning, and then we would go over to the other house and spend the day with everybody. So
nice.
Matter of fact, my son, it was kind of funny because Friday morning we were getting things gathered up ready for David's brother-in-law, Ted, to come get us to take us to the airport. And Anthony says, oh, wow, if this was my house, I'd have this room for my gaming room and this room for my man cave. And I mean, he had everything planned out accordingly, how he wanted everything. And my husband says, well, Anthony, he says, you come up with $185,000 and the house is yours.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There you go.
What? Granny's such a worker, I'm telling you. She could be a great used car salesman, too. I could see her doing that. That'd be great.
No,
awesome.
I don't want to be a car salesman. I want to be a car salesman. Well, of course,
it's like a movie used cars with Kurt Russell.
But before David and I got married, we used to help with the single stands, and I would go out and get gift certificates and things for like our Christmas party dances and stuff like that. And David said to me one time that I could sell a pair of shoestrings to a person with slip-on shoes.
Telling you, she have your own gimmick table or anything.
I do our ad book sales for the program ad book for our Moose Lodge. I've been doing that pretty much ever since I've been a member of the Moose Lodge and everything. And I'm hoping somebody else will take it over, but nobody else wants to take it over, so I'm still stuck with it. But
I can see
you know,
Granny had her own store for too long. You have your own
store. No. Oh, Stro, before I forget.
Yes.
We had at our last wrestling show at Down South Championship Wrestling this past Saturday, we had Impact wrestler Johnny Swinger there. Wrestled against Spider in the main event.
Okay.
He said he remembered you from WCW, and he said to tell you hello.
Oh, yeah, please give my best. Yeah, Johnny's a good guy. He's a good guy.
So,
nice dude.
Very nice. And that moment was brought to you by your gift card or your, greeting cards of choice for friends almost forgot.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Pretty much. That's awesome. All right, Granny. How about a favorite memory?
Wow. I'm gonna pass on that one, Todd, because like I said, I've got a lot of good memories,
I know it.
I've had some good times during the summer with friends and family and, wrestling shows and everything. So,
Hey, just remember, it's a family-friendly show, so you got to be – that's a girl, Dr. Joyce's Granny.
Okay. I've got a good summer memory. I've got a good summer memory, okay? Back in 2014, we went to Benton, Arkansas for NWA Summer Clash. And
back in the day,
AJ Styles was there wrestling in that show. And after the event, we could get our pictures taken with AJ Styles. And my husband and I got in the ring to get our picture with him, and AJ says, Granny, don't you want to go watch the fireworks? And I just stood there and put my hands on my hip, and I looked at him and said, AJ, really? I said, I can see fireworks anytime. I said, this is the only opportunity that not only did I get to meet you in person, but that I'm going to get my picture taken with you in the ring. So, no, I am not going to go watch fireworks.
No pyro?
I mean.
But there was about to be
fireworks.
So.
No fireworks.
Please, we know how it really went. Granny said, AJ, I am the fireworks.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. But that's just one of many fun memories that I've had. I love to go to my wrestling shows. I really do.
So that's where MJF got his catchphrase. From Granny, I'm better than you.
I do not like that guy.
He emulates you every day. We hear it. We get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you tried to sell me a piece of chewed bubble gum from Cody Rhodes. I mean, come on.
Move along, guys. Move along. Next.
Wow. Digging it. Man, this turned into a granny roast. It's too fun. Hunt, we appreciate you having your patience with us and having that great sense of humor. That's awesome.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you guys something really quick here, really quick. One day, my husband and my son, we were going somewhere to the store or something, and they both like to pick on me. And, you know, I can usually handle everything when I have one or the other, but when I've got both of them together, I don't even try because I'm outnumbered. And I told my husband, I said, this is not pick on mom day. And my husband says, every day is pick on mom day. And he says, it's in the contract. And I said, what contract? He says, the contract you signed when we got married. I said, well, baby, that contract works both ways. So, you know, I get to pick on you all, too. So I try, but, you know, I'm outnumbered. When I have the two of them together, I'm outnumbered.
See?
We know when we're getting a beat down, it's just because you've gone heel.
No, I'm never going to turn heel.
I do not like the bad guys.
Right.
I will never turn heel. I am going to stay on the good side.
Hey,
always.
Right. Hey,
Chico. Always on the good side. So move along. Who's next? Tim? Who's next? Move along.
Yeah, Granny's being a copier. Move along. Nothing to see here. Move along. I like it. She's laying down the law.
Like Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun. That's great. Nothing to see here.
Right. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Although, I swear my favorite moment of Leslie Nielsen was when he was in that bathroom on the hot mic. Whoopsie. All right, let's do this. And I agree with you, Granny. I think we'll go ahead. We'll run up with Tim, and see what he's going on, because he's going to bring in different perspective. He's got the youngins around the house, that kind of stuff going on. So, what do you got that you want to try to wedge in before what's left of summer is over, Tim, with the kids just kicking off school and the kids got holiday coming up here before long? And follow it up with the memory, if you would.
Well, I could start off with a memory. One of my best memories would be any time without those little rascals around. Good Lord. No, I'm just kidding. hands down, favorite memories have to be when I won that contest. In the early 2000s, I won a contest, and I got to spend like a whole month with Peyton Manning, living in the guest house over at Peyton Manning's. And, I mean, we played catch. I learned all kinds of crap from him. I'm just feeding you guys a line of horse crap. That never happened. But it'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I had to come up with something.
I thought you would have heard that story before. I thought it was the week in Arkansas with Granny.
Oh.
That's how we developed the limp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
All right. Midget porn. Okay. So, one of the things we got coming up, Labor Day weekend, we'll be going up to Lake Michigan and hanging out there in a beach house for about 3 days. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a nice way to wrap things up for the summer. So that's when
we're
going to
lake house.
Very cool.
We've done a lot of swimming stuff, but, you know, nothing that stands out. And as far as memories, I'd have to say that if there's one thing that kind of stands out to me in all of my years, it's when I was, you know, growing up, 4th of July was kind of a big deal. Not a big deal as in like a lot of people. I mean, it was just my grandmother that came down, but she would spend the night for a couple nights and, you know, all of us were around there. You know, my brothers hadn't left yet. They were still living at home, but we would cook steaks and, of course, you know, spend God knows what kind of money on fireworks and light those off in the yard. I always remember having a blast on 4th of July. You know, cooking out, like I said, everything. Oh, yeah, see what I did there? And I didn't even mean to. Yeah. But that's pretty much it here.
I can't think of. We have had some exciting things happen. Was it technically summer when all the state police showed up across my road? I don't know if it was summer yet.
Man, I'm trying to remember. I was back up here, so it had to be close to summer.
Okay. So that was kind of cool. Random cool stuff around the house. We had the rocket thing. That was pretty cool. I already spoke about that on the show a couple weeks ago. Lit off the rocket and went God knows how many hundred feet up in the air. Pardon the redneck motorcycle guy that just went by. I don't know if you can even hear me talking anymore. But had the rocket go off in the back in the field. Killed and found that sucker. Other than that, nothing too exciting. Ask me a question.
Nice.
Any questions about summers?
That sounds like a real... What's kind of neat there is everything you talked about, pretty much all family-oriented. And kind of fitting part of what I was hoping to go for. So that's pretty darn awesome. I appreciate it, Tim. Velvet, what you got?
That good, huh?
Got the mute on. Oh, I think you went home, but to sleep.
I
step
missed it.
The live
no, I'm here.
There we
I'm
go.
Sorry. I had too
he took
much
Major
going on
too
one
seriously.
Time. Yeah, I did. No. What I got going on, I'm going to be an empty nester. My daughter's going to college.
Wow.
I'm getting a man cave delivered to my yard, so I'll be watching football in a nice man cave with 5 televisions.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
I will. What else? Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Got the futon, got the recliner, got everything we need. We'll be sitting there, and that's something I get to do. And then Labor Day weekend, my twins turn 25, so we're going to go up to Rock Hill and see my son Ryan, who lives up there, and go hang out with him and enjoy all that. But I think one of the, and are you on a memory now? Let's see.
I hear you.
Okay. Unlike Tim. I'm just kidding, Tim. I think watching all my kids after they started getting mobile and talking, and we took them to the beach for the first time, watching them see the ocean for the first time was probably my best memory, because I grew up on the beach when I was a kid, from like the time I was born till 12. So we stayed at the beach. So I think that was a cool memory to watch the kids see the beach for the first time.
That sense of
awe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It just, you know, hey, Granny, how much is that piece of bubble gum that Cody chewed again?
Say what?
How much is that bubble gum you were trying to sell me that Cody Rhodes chewed already? How much were you selling that for?
I didn't try to sell you any already chewed gum, Velvet.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Chance, you have no idea what goes on in the green room.
It's just like juicy fruit, baby. Juicy fruit.
Oh, my God. That was great.
That's brutal. That's brutal. And just to be clear, Velvet, and this will bring us back to geography. When you lived on the beach, that beach was adjacent to what body of water?
The Atlantic Ocean.
That's the ocean, not the Gulf of Mexico, to bring us back.
Oh, wait, well, you didn't jump all over. Hold up. You didn't jump all over Tim. He was going to a beach house on Lake Michigan. That's called a lake house, not a beach house.
Uh-huh.
I heard the lake house comment, but you know, funny what they call beaches. Now, let's go for trivia while we're talking about beaches.
Okay.
Where does
let's
the
do
white
it.
Sand for the white sand beaches come from?
Sandcastles.
Come
that's
on.
Great.
What do you got to know this? I can't believe it.
It's like White Castle and the burgers.
yeah, something like that. The White Castle means you're going to the White Throne afterwards. That's it's like eating at Taco Bell. The
all that put in one thing, baby.
Well, actually, the thing is, you're actually not far off from that. Go look up triggerfish or parrotfish. Because they chew on the coral, and as they chew on that, as they excrete it, comes out white, and it helps create the white sand for the white sandwiches.
Oh, that magic dust.
So,
the magic dust.
Magic
dust,
baby.
that's what'll make the reindeer fly.
Hey, brother, can I get some of that? Can you save me a little?
Bringing up the Cheech and Chong, look at that. Oh, man. That is awesome. But, yeah, so we got that going on. All right, yeah. So we got some memories. We got some, and, you know, you guys brought in some family stuff. Got a ton of things. I want to bring a couple things up. Did I miss anyone? I don't think I did. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take my turn here. The while I'm up here, I don't tend to do a whole lot externally aside from work, really don't. But I did go ahead and submit for a event that was going on through one of the veterans groups. So let me give a shout-out to the Fallen Outdoors veterans group. Find them also known as TFO on Facebook, and they're putting on an event this coming weekend up at Lake, I don't know if they say it, Traverse or Traverse, up there that's on the border of Minnesota and South Dakota. Yeah, sure, you betcha. So I'm going to go up there, and it's be my first time freshwater fishing in about 2 decades.
Nice.
Has a variety of eating species from the various bluegill, brim family. It's got the catfish. It's got yellow perch, better known as lake perch up there in Lake Erie. It's got, which is a, that's a good eating fish right there. It's got smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, white bass. It's got crappie, another great eating fish. It's walleye, and it's got northern pike. And northern pike is the only indigenous species that I've not caught, so that's kind of on my wish list for this coming weekend.
There you go.
And I don't care if it's even, you know, doesn't fit the so-called keeper category or trophy category, just to be able to cross that one off my list for a species I have not handled. But again, that's it's a big deal. I don't do, you know, I really don't do those kind of things to much for myself, but it's really cool, the home front support on that one. So I'm really excited about going up to do that. And again, it's kind of cool because, you know, we'll be on the east coast of the lake, which is in Minnesota. It's like it's only like 2 miles wide. If we were to get off on the
Minnesota
west coast of the lake, we'd be in South Dakota.
Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah, sure, you betcha. The, so that's kind of cool. So that's what I want to wedge in before the end of the summer, and that's I can't believe it. Actually, the vacation starts tomorrow, so I'm beyond excited about that, guys. And you wouldn't even believe this stuff. I may not come back because they're saying that when we get up there for Friday that evening, because somebody's starting at like 7 in the morning to do pulled pork.
Oh,
so we'll
yeah.
be up there and having some fresh barbecue pulled pork. They've got a local diner is going to be catering our lunch on Saturday. You know, a mom-and-pop thing, and they're, like, just staying by because they love veterans. So we'll see how kinky that one gets. The and the guy that hardballed the trip, one of the trucking runs he does is for a meatpacking plant, and they loaded us up with fresh ribeyes, and he scored a bunch of sweet corn. Gents, I may not come back, because that sounds like some serious eats. That night, kind of the stuff on the side, I'm going to hopefully Saturday I'll be able to boat some walleye or something like that, and because I will teach them homemade ceviche.
Nice.
If you don't come back, your apartment's going to be lonely. I mean, you just did sign up for that, you know, Lotion of the Month Club. I think it's Jergens this month.
Jergens.
The,
Gold Bond.
High viscosity.
He's going to get some full synthetic.
Reduces friction burns.
You're freaking great, man. You're so good.
All right. The favorite memories, and you'll kind of see a theme for me here. I think any time I've been able to be out with family members and go fishing has been outstanding and one of my personal favorites. I'm sitting here, you know, I look at the tide tables, the sonar tables at Sun Moon Interaction with the Tide. You know, how's it going to tell us for best fishing times or whatever? So we had about a three-hour window, and I talked the wife into it. She wasn't really excited about it, and it's like, come on. I go, you know, worst-case scenario, 3 hours. You know we're going to spend 45 minutes to an hour on the road round trip, so we're not going to be there more than 2 hours. We get to the site. I'm trying to set her up with bait, get her line out. Man, next thing I know, she's reeling in. I'm like, come on. I haven't even finished cutting bait so I can get something going. She said, I had a hit. I get her out. I'm still trying to cut bait. She's reeling in. This happens about four times in a row. Finally, I got enough bait cut. I'm like, okay, I get her line out. I get my line out. I'll be darned. I had a hit like that. Brought in undersized redfish. Still fun. About a 14-inch redfish. And her line, she had a hit. She missed it. She's reeling it in. She gets almost to the shore, hits this area where these weeds are growing. Doggone, it's a 22-inch red drum. Dick grabbed her stuff right there, chased it all the way in. It was her first red drum, and it was a keeper. It fit the slot limit. It's like, man, girl.
Right.
She's like, well, these fit. Well, of course, she was like, well, they're not real impressive. I'm like, honey, that thing chased your bait all the way from the middle of the doggone intercoastal all the way into the shore. It burned a lot of energy chasing that thing. So she got it. I'm like, you know, we're only allowed to keep one per person. Say, all right, so we each cast a line out next time. I caught another little one. Her line's still out in the middle. Doubles over. She reels it in. Another matching bookend freaking redfish. We were only there like maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes. She had two keeper redfish. She filled both our tags for the day. That's just one of those moments. That was a happy girl. Not only did she not have to spend the full 3 hours, but she whooped me with her catch. And she had two keeper redfish in just a matter of minutes. Just a matter of minutes. So that's one of my personal favorite summertime fishing trips. Yeah. She was happy girl. She was grinning from ear to ear. She really, speaking of lotions, pretty much had to grease the doggone area around the door of the vehicle to fit her head in when we were trying to drive back. Head was slow.
You're funny.
All right, guys, we actually got through we actually got through and were able to more or less keep on track. Post-introductions, we were at 10 minutes till 10. We can kind of either continue on with the summertime theme or we can do what we do best, making stuff up as we go. But I'm kind of liking the summer memories. What, anybody got any suggestions or you want to run with it? Go ahead. Scream out here.
Let's pass the beach ball. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I got another fun summer memory.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, you know how much I love traditional championship wrestling when they ran, and they were actually doing a show in Tennessee for the – they were opening for the Tennessee State Fair. And so it was shortly after my – it was shortly after my birthday. And one day I went to the casino, and I was playing this one machine that I really liked to play. Well, I got the progressive bonus game thing, and I ended up hitting the jackpot, and I had like $280 already in the machine, and when I hit the jackpot, I ended up getting like over $3,600. So I called my husband, and I said, guess what I did, what I did? And he's, what did you do? I said, oh, baby, it's nothing bad. And I told him what I did. I said, now, I said, can we go to TCW in Nashville for the wrestling show to celebrate my birthday? So we did. We rented a car, and we put the dogs in doggy daycare and everything. Of course, Anthony didn't have his little dog yet, but, you know, we put our dogs in doggy daycare, and we rented a car, and we went to Nashville for TCW. So we're all sitting there in the hotel that morning for breakfast and everything, and Johnny Morton comes over to me. He says, Granny, before I forget to tell you, when you come to the fairgrounds, tell the security guard you're with TCW. And I'm like, okay. You know, and I didn't think anything about it because we had driven down there earlier that day, and they had a area roped off for, like, handicapped parking, but I would have had to, like, walk up this steep hill walk from, like, that side of the fairgrounds clear to the opposite side of the fairgrounds where the building was. Well, what they did was for me, they made arrangements for me to park right in front of the building because I hadn't had my first knee replacement yet, and I was having to walk with one of my canes because of my meniscus tear in my knee and everything, and I had a really bad – my right knee was really bad at that time. So we get up there, and, of course, I've got my Granny Hulkster Queen of TCW shirt on. We've got it, and I told the security guard, I said, I'm supposed to let you know I'm with TCW. He says, do you have any credentials? And I said, well, I said, I'm Granny Hulkster, and I said, I'm here for the show. You know, I said, I'm kind of like their, they always enjoy having me here. I'm kind of like their big super fan. I kind of help, you know, get the crowd going and everything because I did TV tapings, you know, and everything. And I said, I can call somebody for you. He says, no, I believe you. But they made arrangements for me to park right in front of the building. So they were given they had a drawing for they put everybody's ticket stubs in, and they had a ticket drawing to see Fozzy, you know, Chris Jericho and his group Fozzy in October. Well, I won the tickets, and I thought, oh my God, you know, and I couldn't believe it. Well, I knew I wasn't going to be able to come back down, you know, the next month because of my schedule and my husband's work schedule and everything. So this one guy comes up to me, and he says, what will you take for two of those tickets? And, of course, you know, they were just general admission tickets and everything. I said, I don't know. He gave me $20 for two tickets, and then good old Brian Thompson, Papa Stro, you know, I know you know Brian Thompson very well. He said, Granny, what do you want for those? You want to get rid of those other two tickets? Just give them to me. And I said, yeah, you might as well take them because I won't be able to use them. So I gave them to Brian Thompson. And he says, Granny just made a deal with the devil. But they
nice.
Always,
okay.
They turned heel again.
Yeah. They, Brian Thompson always gave me grief. Luckily, Bobby Eaton, beautiful Bobby Eaton, was one of my very best friends, and he was always on Granny's side. He always told Brian Thompson to leave me alone or he was going to have to hurt him. So, you know, God rest his soul. God rest his body.
All right, Granny, I need to know this because apparently this slipped past everybody else. And there's a couple of things. First off, you were talking about being out there gambling. So, let's hear about your moles there. We'll let that one just go on by. But you said something about the jackpot was brought to you by Progressive, so apparently it really is better than Geico. So you went
It was a Progressive jackpot, Todd. It wasn't
That's
hard
what I just
insurance.
Said.
I won the jackpot on the bonus game. I won the grand prize.
And
so
you called your
nice.
Husband. You said, honey, guess what I did? And I noticed that you immediately qualified it. No, it was nothing bad. First thing when you call your husband, did you say, guess what I did? And no, it was nothing bad. What makes that be the first response from you?
It's the past tense of, hey, y'all, watch this.
He asked me when I called him, guess what I did? I said, guess what I just did? And he said, what did you do? And I said, it was nothing bad. I hit a jackpot at the casino.
See, it was nothing bad. That was the
immediately
qualified it.
I wasn't nothing.
You immediately qualified it. Lord, I wonder what some of those other phone calls were where she couldn't say it was nothing bad.
I have never had any bad phone calls with my husband.
1-900.
No, don't even go there, guys. Don't even go there. No, but that was a fun trip because we got to hang out with our wrestling buddies and.
I can't tell you now, but if you call the Granny Hotline, they'll give you the scoop.
Oh Lord, bro, you're terrible. You guys are awful. You guys are bad.
Mean Gene's gonna answer the phone and go, "Hello and welcome to Granny Hoaxer's Hotline."
No.
Give Granny a call at 1-800.
Which side is she on?
Oh,
I'm
not
the heel on the heel
back.
Side. I guarantee no heel side. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, make your last 2-digit 69 for the heel.
Right.
Oh.
And Gene Ogle, and you got to do Gene. Oh, come on, give me a break.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, we are.
It's a good thing. I like you guys. It's a good thing I really like you guys. So.
It's a good thing we like you too, you know. Otherwise, this person would hang up already. We'd be like, okay, we're sorry. Call her back.
Next
we'll
caller.
Start over.
by the way,
woman up. It'll be next woman up.
Man,
let's go. Next Karen up.
Oh, Lord.
Next Karen.
I just figured out I know why you guys are roasting me so bad tonight.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
Because this is my birthday is this month. That's why you guys are roasting me so bad tonight. I just figured that out.
Brother, guys, the gig is up.
Brother,
the gig is up, y'all.
Brother.
Oh man,
brother.
That's awesome.
Brother.
That's awesome. It really did.
Well, you know something, brother. I do Malcolm for y'all. Hey, Papa Stroh, can I do Hulk Hogan for Granny Hulkster?
Hey, Velvet, you ought to hear my son do an impersonation of Hulk Hogan when he, like, was with NWO. You ought to hear it. I wish I could get him on the phone with us right now and let him do that impersonation. He does that very well. When you're NWO, you're NWO for life. My son teases me about that all the time. And he says, well, let me tell you something, Granny. You know, let me tell you something, Hollywood Granny. Sure, that's how he does it. Yeah, I mean, he does a really good impersonation.
Brother. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get him on the phone with us and let him do that impersonation for you guys.
Papa Stroh.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah.
I'm tired of the Raiders. I'm done with the Raiders, Todd. I'm not going to another game with the Raiders.
He's not even here and taking the beating. Man, he takes a beating when he is here and taking the beating. Now that's hilarious.
He'll be all right. He'll be all right, dude.
Tondo, bro.
This is. I do want to touch on something. Golly.
Holy crap!
That Papa Stroh brought up earlier. He was talking about having wrapped
all
up
his
the.
Fault,
No, this is positive. He's talking about wrapping up The Real Devil's Daughter. And that was a project that Ron Rossman put together. And he also is the brain behind the Dust series. And, man, you guys have had some unreal people in Dust series, just ridiculous cast there, as well as The Real Devil's Daughter. But I'm sitting there and I had kind of wondered because the fundraiser had gone to crap that Ron Rossman had done for it didn't reach its goal. It got some money for The Real Devil's Daughter. And I tell you, Ron reached out and said, hey, you know, what Andy do? I send a lab coat too because, you know, I went in for that because I won't be in the clearly, I'm not in the area to catch the con where it's going to be premiered. Then a couple of days later, he hit me back. He goes, hey, do you mind waiting a month? I'm going to get the cast to sign it. How freaking cool is that?
Yeah.
I think that, in my mind, that's a lot of what Ron Rossman is. Because, first time I met him, Stroh, you'll remember the event. It was at Jacksonville Con at a hotel. I won't give them the credit by mentioning their name. You tracking?
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, there was some great stuff happening at the con despite the challenges that were placed on us. One of the best cosplay contests ever was happening there. There were some people that were bringing their A-game. But
Ron took
it on himself. He did not have to do this. He had one of his multiple Batman costumes, and he sat there and he took over emceeing the whole show all day.
Mm-hmm.
He was stinking outstanding, and I was just like, this dude did not have to do this. And he's sitting there, and he was working, and he was not really part of cast or crew, and he took on the responsibilities of cast and crew, and so I wanted to make sure my Papa Stroh was able to talk about, being able to wrap up that film and that I was being able to give Ron a shout-out and give him some love here, because he sure didn't have to go the extra step. I don't think in the fundraiser that he ever said that the lab coat would get signed. I think it was just to be, the actual, the worn prop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going above and beyond in my mind. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that had to be done. I think that was a take it to the next level thing that's really darn cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
So, the man, I'm looking forward to being able to see the end result because I know you guys put in, I've seen a ton of casting calls. I've seen the, you know, part of the, with the casting calls, was able to track some of the shooting schedule and stuff like that. It just, I know you guys put in some work. I know how Dust, you guys do the reads ahead of time and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
One of the other things I love about this, this is those independent film ventures. This is those people putting stuff together to get out there looking for that break because there's a ton of folks with talent that just need that darn break.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a few surprises, too, as well. So
cool.
Listen. Premiere comes out, be look out for a few surprise characters in the film that'll be appearing.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I called it independent and stuff like that. There are definitely some experienced people that took part in the project.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I tried to keep a periodic pulse on it, you know, just probably because I felt the excitement that Ron's excitement can be contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Just like
yeah, just, I really think
he talks about the NWO. Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Love it. Two. Love it. What is that?
Whee!
Two.
Yes. Two. Hey, yo. You talking to me, huh? Who you looking at, Chico, huh? I'm the bad guy.
I mean, here, come see the good guys.
I love how we were able to send in all these wrestling flashbacks, too. That's seriously something else.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Right over there. Ooh, your big daddy. Can't say it. I'll be good. Well, actually, this goes is okay. Ooh, you crying. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be Diesel. Mm-hmm. You look like Big Daddy Bitch.
Hey, guys.
Wow. Hey, Granny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Granny.
We have a special,
hey,
we have a special caller listening. Special
Uh-oh.
Caller, go ahead and do your
Uh-oh.
Impersonation that you wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me tell you something, Granny Hollywood Hulkster. When you're NWO, you're NWO for life.
Ooh.
I knew it. I knew
that
it.
Is my
it.
Son, Anthony, for those that you don't know.
Hulk
that Hogan. Is my son, Anthony.
I like it.
Even
I
Anthony,
like it.
You're NWO.
I have been, Anthony, you'll be very happy to know that I've been getting roasted tonight by these guys tonight.
Well, you haven't been roasted yet. Yeah, let me tell you something, Granny. Yeah, all right. That Hulk Hogan, yeah, right there. In the NWO, I'm going to tell you something, brother.
Granny Hogan.
Yeah.
Has a rough
oh, no, that's awesome.
The
well,
NWO.
Actually, yeah.
Anthony, say hello. Say hello to everybody, Anthony.
What's up, guys?
Anthony.
Up?
Cool.
Happy to have you. And Anthony, tell us the truth. You've lived with Granny Hulkster all this time. You know when she turns heel, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Ah,
she uses your middle name when she's turning heel, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
He's lying. He's telling stories. He's spreading that fertilizer.
No, he's not. We know you. We know you turn heel, lady.
I bet the Granny's got an NWO shirt underneath that Hulkster shirt.
No, I don't have an NWO shirt. I don't even own one. I don't even own one, guys.
Right.
Well,
I
like
to get that
Stone
Cold Steve Austin shirt.
Boa, guys, at one time she did wear
well,
black.
Well, that was, but that was not. That was because that was from a wrestler by the name of Mr. Ooh La La.
Ooh, la, la.
He told me at a wrestling show to take his boa, and I did.
Yes,
I did it as a joke because he told me to take the boa during the wrestling match, and I did.
Oh my!
Poor Tim
said it.
Tim is not happy, y'all. You need to say something to Tim.
I'm sorry, Tim.
I put a picture of a heel.
What's the matter? I know. I was waiting.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Thank you, Tim.
That
fit right into
that
it.
Funny.
Perfectly.
That's
perfectly.
Funny.
I like it. Tim working behind the scenes.
That's right.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Granny.
Damn, look at that.
You know it.
High heel
Granny's
sneakers
got that...
and acting like a queen.
Yep.
See, Granny had that. She said she didn't have the NWO shirt, but I know what she had underneath it, though, because she had to get that one off really quick. So underneath that one, she had that Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt. That's what she had.
I don't even have a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt either.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
my job.
Sure you
seriously,
don't.
I
wink,
don't, guys.
Wink.
Seriously,
your...
I do
right.
not. I do not have a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt. Honestly, I do not. Honestly, I do not. Honest, I don't. Really, I don't.
Okay, why not?
I don't.
I want to know. Why
don't.
Not?
Because I don't.
Oh,
I never have bought
oh,
one.
Oh.
I never have bought one.
Although,
guys, one of my very good wrestling friends, actually, he got to be a competitor on the first series when Steve Austin did the Broken Skull Challenge. We actually had a watch party up in Buffalo Wild Wings up in Joplin, Missouri one weekend. My good friend, Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, he actually got to be a competitor on that show. He didn't make it out of the first round, but for several weeks, he was out there, you know, taping the episodes and stuff, and he couldn't even tell anybody where he was, what he was doing. I mean, nothing. He could not.
That's the way those
tell
work.
Nothing about it. But we actually got to go to watch, and we actually got to see the episode of him in that episode.
So you're saying he was effectively Sergeant Schultz while he was filming that? I know nothing. I see nothing.
Basically, yeah. I mean, he couldn't even tell his wife what he was doing. I mean, it was that secretive. I mean, he couldn't tell anybody what he was doing. He was gone for what, Anthony, two or three months?
Yeah, something like that.
Granny celebrated with Granny Weiser a bit.
No.
That's the bottom line.
What I put up with, Anthony. I knew you would enjoy listening to this conversation, son, because you know you'll have to like to tease me.
See?
Yeah.
He knows.
Welcome to it. Hey, Anthony, let us get you in on the theme of the show real quick. Do you have any, summertime memories that you recall, maybe a summertime memory that you remember that was, we were trying to keep it upbeat and fun, something like a fun, upbeat summertime memory?
Mine would have to be back in 2014 when my family and I got to meet AJ Styles at NWA class, 4th of July.
There it is.
Well,
the apple does not fall far from the tree, because for
no,
sure your mom definitely walked through that one. That's awesome.
Yep,
that is awesome.
That really back Granny's call,
so that's way cooler than you may even realize.
Yeah, and what was really funny about it was after I got my picture taken with them, her and my dad got their picture taken with them, and he had asked her, "Granny, wouldn't you much rather see fireworks?" And my mom was, "AJ, really? Fireworks? I could see fireworks anytime I want. This is the only time that I'm let alone going to get to meet you, but also get my picture taken with you, so screw the fireworks."
Anthony, I just shared that story a little bit ago.
A little bit different phrasing than what she used.
And then, when you know it, 3 years later, he debuts in the Royal Rumble at number 3 for a chance at the WWE World title.
Ah.
I think that's pretty cool. Now we were wondering if when AJ asked her that, if her real response was, "AJ, I am the fireworks."
Oh.
No, it was not.
All right, guys, we are under 14 minutes. And, Anthony, I know you're not part of this stuff, so we're going to have to track a little bit. So what I usually do, we try to let everybody, as we do our outbound portion of the show, talk about some stuff that they got going on, maybe plug some people, something that's going on, and do that. And it always takes a little bit because we run into these tangents. So we're going to run around in some random order. We're going to slide you in here on it. You're effectively getting your cherry popped on this. So, but what we'll do is I'm going to ask Melvin to let you run around first, and you're going to do your plugs, anything you want to, give a shout out to, and it's all yours, Melvin.
Yay, Velvet. No, just kidding.
Go ahead, Velvet.
Nothing?
Who, me?
Go ahead, Velvet. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Seriously, Velvet.
Oh, okay. I have a new indie guy we're going to be talking to called Blackness Jack. He's out of Greensboro, North Carolina. This guy's been making some noise on the indies, and apparently he might get looked at here soon, so we're going to have him on Pro Wrestling Interview Sunday. And his name is Blackness Jack, and it's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool dude, and we're gonna actually get the first interview with him. He's only done I don't even think he's done a podcast, to be honest with you. I think we are the first, so that'd be pretty cool. And hopefully we can get a nice exclusive on him. So we'll see. Yeah, that's what I got going on. Other than that, and plan on calling in tomorrow night to Stro show, but I'll let him talk about that. But yeah, that's what I got.
All right, and that show airs is the podcast
Sunday night.
Is live when?
It's live at 9 p.m. But if you missed last week, you can go on to ProWrestlingInterviews.com and listen to last week's show at 8 o'clock, and then we go live at 9 o'clock, and that's Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night. So you can get 2 full hours if you missed last week's show.
Good to go. Awesome. Thank you, Velvet. All right, Granny, good. We'll let you do this one, and go ahead and show Anthony how it's done, hon.
Well, this is a little early, but I want to go ahead and plug Down South Championship Wrestling. September 18th, we are going to be having a meet and greet with former WWE superstar Eugene.
And then that's going to be from 5 to 7. You get your picture taken with Eugene or an autographed photo. And then Eugene is going to be facing Spider for the championship title that same night, around 7:30 or so. We're going to have some wrestling that same night in Mulberry, Arkansas. So we're kind of tying in with the Crawford County Fair.
Oh, exciting.
So everybody, you know, in the Arkansas area that wants to find out more information, you can check out Down South Championship Wrestling. They have a Facebook page. If you have any questions, you can contact me on Facebook, and we're really trying to promote the show to get another good turnout for Eugene. He was supposed to be here last year, but due to COVID, you know, everything, you know, got canceled. So we've got him rescheduled again, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. He's a really nice guy.
That's awesome. He kept the commitment to go in there. Sounds like that will be a blast digging it. All right. Tim, what you got, brother?
Sure. The blood of the family, I will say the kids started back to school, so they're getting back into the swing of things. That's always rough. I always hated the first day of school when I was a kid. Nothing really a lot worse than that. But I did want to hit on football season starting, and I'm super excited about that. And I don't think we have any Colts haters, so I can go ahead and mention that
Tyrod Taylor's your quarterback.
Oh, come on now. Who did you say was our quarterback? It's some guy.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor's going to start because Carson Wentz won't be back yet.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I haven't heard any updates. But anyway, the best quarterback we ever had just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, so that was cool. I still haven't seen all of his speech, but Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James, they both got in. That was pretty cool. My favorite line of Edgerrin James, I did see some of his. The very last thing that he said before he walked off the stage was, "I started off my career with a gold tooth, and I've got a gold jacket now." So that was pretty awesome. That's about it on my end.
All right. Hey, real quick, silly question. You said best quarterback you guys ever had. Do you include Johnny U with that?
Well,
or by location,
you know,
do you include
Burt Jones? Burt Jones was the best quarterback they had. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, just a question. All right, good to go. Good to
There's
go.
So many ways.
You're
not even going to let me finish? I don't even get to answer it?
No. No.
Yeah, answer it. Answer it. It's yes or no.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. I was just really honestly curious. All right. So,
well, but here's the deal: is I'm willing to accept that there are others who have probably could have, for the time that they played in, could have maybe outperformed. I don't know, because I was like 4 when they came here to Indianapolis, so I only know
different
of
eras.
The Indianapolis folks. Yeah. We had some many quarterbacks.
That was a qualifier. I was wondering.
Yeah. But like I said, I'd be willing to accept others as being equal, if not better, for their era.
Shout out to everybody comes from their quarterback position. One of my personal favorites was Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
speaking of Anthony, what you got besides Andrew Luck?
Well, of course, when it comes to quarterbacks for me, my favorite is the 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback, the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. No.
Leave it alone.
You're outnumbered on that one, Anthony. You're outnumbered on that one, son. But
Anthony, this is You probably should have led the show with that stuff, because this is one of those arguments would last, but we are down to like just under 5 minutes, so we are not going to be able to pursue that one. I cannot get us extra innings tonight, so we are not going to be able to go beyond that. But
Anthony, you'll have to call in another time, and maybe you can have that argument with them.
Does anybody know who
you
are?
I don't care.
You will be my go-to quarterback in any fantasy football thing till the day I freaking keel over and push up roses.
Daisies, yes.
He'll always come out smelling like a rose on the other end of any football discussion with me.
Okay, moving along.
Oh, Lord.
Todd, you got a few minutes, buddy.
Awesome. I know. Papa Stroh, you're up.
All right, tomorrow night, WCB Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com. We'll be discussing favorite wrestling entrances. So we got a favorite wrestling entrance you would like to share, please call in. And then Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stroh Zone, on my Facebook page at midnight Eastern Time at facebook.com/StrohTheMaestro. The feature will be The Atomic Brain, so please tune in.
Woo! Yay!
That's a classic. That's a classic. I'll tell you, I'll shout out to Papa Stroh. When we, that announcer show that you did?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was
something else.
Yes, sir.
That was, I didn't know a lot of the newer ones and stuff like that, but man, when we started talking vintage, good grief.
Oh, yeah, that was
all
a good
right,
time.
So I'm sitting there trying to do the mental checklist here on everybody in. You know me, this will take me a while to go through the mental checklist. I think I got everybody, so I'm going to run through some stuff here. I want to give props to the family. My son chose at his age to make a major life change. Went ahead and got out of the Marine Corps, taking a chance on the civilian world, went ahead and attended a school to be a wireman. He graduated last Thursday. Garion, congratulations. I'll be freaking standing. He has already hired. He is in training this week. And it looks like they got a plan going on and things are going to be okay, and it's not going to affect why he won't be home at a minimum of 4 days at a time. He'll be away on site on a regular basis doing stuff. For those of you on the East Coast, he'll be up there near Elizabeth City, and I know that little son of a gun is going to be picking up new fishing spots up there and rubbing it in my face, but I definitely wanted to make sure that I gave him some props, because he made that leap, and that's never easy to do when you've got
so much uncertainty in this world.
Yep. Well, you've got a job and you make that leap. So I want to give him those props. So big props to Gary.
Yep.
All right, people, we are there counting on Diamond Dave to be going ahead and being on top of the board.
Yes, sir.
Remember, be smart, stay safe, take care of yourselves, and take care of one another. Big hugs, people.
Peace.
Let's go ahead and give those love shout-outs while we wait for the British lady to jump in here.
Right.
We're somewhere under a minute.
Y'all have a good night.
That's it. Hey, Todd, I appreciate the save this evening. Appreciate everybody putting on a good show this evening. And giving this old man a chance to catch everything up here at the house, so that way I can go ahead and hit the rack at a decent hour this evening. So big thanks, everybody. Very big thanks.
And thanks to Anthony for joining us tonight.
Yeah, Anthony.
I don't know if y'all caught this or not on Impact, but Melina showed up and at the all-women's pay-per-view for NWA Wrestling. She will be facing Deonna Purrazza for the Impact Knockouts Championship that night on the 28th of August.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Big hugs all day. Thanks for joining the team. Great show.
Yep.
Well done, everybody. And we are going to cue in the salty British chick.
The British
and,
lady.
And y'all be careful out there in the heat and everything. Just, you know.
Yep, no kidding.
Ain't no shame in living another day, so y'all
exactly,
be safe.
Spoiler alert, next week, Randy will be managing MJF on AEW Dynamite.
I know.
No,
he's
I will
better
not.
Better than all of us.
No, absolutely not.
He's better
not
than
not
all
like
of us,
guy.
And we know it.
No. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right, good night, gang. Thanks for joining us on Pop Culture Stars, everybody. Y'all take care.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Later.